This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Helping orchestrate the encroachment on conscience rights and individual freedom and advancing the availability of abortion is apparently quite profitable. Following Cecile Richards' salary, Texas Right to Life says the head of Planned Parenthood International is making about $1 million a year. She controls a cool $250 million in net assets and takes in a $500 million in government funding, or tax dollars, annually. The power of knowledge that a child begins life at conception is being reinforced. Researchers have shaved 3 days off the date when a child's heart begins beating. Once thought to be 21 days gestation, it's now 18 days. A child is a child, no matter how small. 40 Days for Life, in its third week now, is approaching 200 children and moms saved from abortion. One clinic closed as last Saturday's pro-life vigil began. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE. 28 states are considering legislation to reinforce existing laws about human burial, but mandating that aborted children are buried is bothering abortion providers. They say burial regulations add cost and administrative work. Yet the biggest problem is that humane treatment or burial draws attention to the humanity of the unborn child. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.